Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, the daily podcast on the biggest news development. Army Chief General M.M. Naravane has made it clear in his annual press conference on Tuesday that India is prepared to hold its ground in eastern Ladakh for as long as needed. Noting that soldiers are fully prepared to tackle any challenge, General Naravane said India is focusing on a solution to the Ladakh standoff through talks, which will be based on equal and mutual security. Noting that the last year was full of challenges, the main ones which he identified as corona pandemic and the Ladakh standoff, he said the army had to walk the talk and rise up. Talking about the way forward, the army chief said the force was awaiting dates for the next round of co-commander level talks between India and China. 8 rounds of talks have taken place. Each of these rounds have been preceded or followed by diplomatic parleys. Army Chief said they will ensure that through the medium of talks, a solution is reached which is acceptable and is not detrimental to India's interest. Asked how long it would take for the solution, he said, and I quote, "If talks prolong, so be it. We are prepared to hold our ground where we are for as long as needed to achieve and national goals," quote closed. He said India is hoping that based on the principle of mutual and equal security, it will be able to reach an agreement which will result in disengagement and de-escalation. Disengagement from friction areas and then an overall de-escalation in strength of troops from the border areas. This is exactly what the top government sources had told the Print in early December while ruling out any possibility of a premature withdrawal from the Kailash ranges on the southern bank of Pangong So, where India has the upper hand over China. Army Chief said that the force was rebalancing to the northern borders as events in eastern Ladakh show that there was indeed a requirement to do so. General Naravane also played down the withdrawal of nearly 10,000 Chinese troops from the depth areas, saying there is no reduction in the strength of troops at friction points in eastern Ladakh. Sources in the defense and security establishment said the withdrawal has taken place over the past few weeks from the traditional training areas of China, which are over 100 kilometers from the LAC. They stressed that the move cannot be seen as de-escalation from the Chinese side. They pointed out that frontline troops remain in place without any decrease in numbers. Earlier, India had also carried out a thinning down of troops by withdrawing soldiers who were rushed in as reserves when the standoff with China began early May. Meanwhile, India continues to maintain a considerable strength of troops in the area. Talking about the standoff, General Naravane also said Ladakh was not an intelligence failure. He said that the army had knowledge about movement of Chinese troops for training purpose, but the PLA suddenly moved towards India and had the first mover's advantage. He also said mobilization by China is not new and they come every year for training. The general stressed army had full information on where all the PLA was and were regularly monitoring, but suddenly they moved to LAC. They had the first mover's advantage, the army chief said, adding it could never have been anticipated as the first mover advantage will always be there like India had in August. And I quote, "We were in eyeball to eyeball and they did not realize we will surprise them," quote closed. He said, referring to the operation carried out by India end of August when they occupied the Kailash range in the southern banks. The army chief also said a collusive threat from Pakistan and China exists and they together form a potent threat which cannot be washed away. That is very much part of our strategy and planning, he said. Explaining further, he said there is no doubt that collusive threat exists. And I quote, "This is not something which is part of some strategic paper. It is manifesting on the ground. There is an increased cooperation between China and Pakistan in military and non-military areas," he said. Meanwhile, the army chief said the force is planning to gradually reduce the number of troops deployed for internal security duties in the northeast, but is not contemplating moving soldiers out of Jammu and Kashmir because of the prevailing terror situation in the Union Territory. He said, while terror continues unabated in JNK, the security situation in the Northeast has improved manifold. As a result, the army has already pulled out one of its brigades from the region and now plans to move out another one or two in the near future. With this, the army will be able to concentrate on its primary duty of conventional war fighting. Talking about other issues, the army chief said that the army has put on hold the monetization of defense land, given that real estate prices have dropped due to the coronavirus pandemic. He said the army will move ahead as soon as the situation improves. Describing the land monetization plan as a good way to beat the budgetary constraints, the general said the step will help all three armed forces and not just the army.